Guy Code with Rena Oswere.
Welcome to another episode of the Guy Code. I am Rena Oswere. Now, on this episode, we'll be talking about fighting for a woman. Guys, it's very important for you to understand that you should never fight over a woman. Never. There is no situation where you should fight for or over a woman. Now, why is that? This episode is needed because lately in Kenya, there have been a lot of domestic violence cases, right? Where guys are killing each other over a love triangle, a love dispute. Men killing other men, even women killing their partners. And it has been really increasing over the years, I would say from 2018. For all the Kenyans, will definitely guarantee this and agree with this. And it gets me wondering, why do these guys end up getting into all these love spats with the other man or the other partner or the side guy or whatever? And the most unfortunate thing is that the men involved in these disputes are usually even or are increasingly people who are in the disciplined forces, the police, the military. They start engaging or marrying co-workers, and then this other man shows up in the picture, and they use the weapons that have been given to them by the state to annihilate each other. It's a very, very sad state of affairs. And these are just the cases that get to the news because they are individuals in the police force. The normal everyday Kenyan might not get the same airplay from the media, but the cases are there of where these love triangles go sour and end up as a homicide or a whole murder case that can go on for years and just ruin everyone's life, every individual in the situation. So guys, here's some pointers I wanted to run past you guys on this issue. Number one, treat her as she is, not as you think she is. Now, guys, I've mentioned this many times that men love idealistically, so you will be attracted to or attached to an image of her, but not who she truly is. You're seeing her as, no, this is my angel, you know, this is the woman of my dreams, this is my future wife, she wouldn't do this. Well, this is an individual. This is a complete adult who has or who had her own values, her own beliefs that she stood for even before she met you. So just because you met her and you have given her this identity that she's your future wife, she's your lover at the time, you create this picture of what she should be. However, you're not treating her as who she really is. If she is neurotic, if she tends to act out of emotions, treat her as that kind of person. Do not create an image in your head and end up, you know, falling for that image, getting attached to that image. That is not the reality. So this is the situation where most guys end up. They have this image in their head that this is my future wife, you know, this is how she should conduct herself. So if this other guy comes in and she interacts with him and engages with him sexually, you think that it's the guy who has misled her. No, she always had these values within her. She just didn't have the right person to act them out with, you know, or the right person to bring them out, or the right time to bring them out, because maybe you were still in the getting to know each other stage and she had her guard up and her mask on and she was on her best behavior and she did not want to ruin her reputation. So she gave you this facade. So unless you know who she truly is, you know, until you see what she really stands for, do not create an image in your head and end up getting attached to that image. It will really bring you a lot of trouble, right? Another thing that men who get attached to women do is you justify her actions. You meet her cheating and you justify her actions, saying, you know what, if it were not for this other guy, she wouldn't have done this. No. If it were not for this other guy, she might have found someone else, you know, to cheat with. So do not try and justify her actions, said, oh, maybe she, you know, she was angry, that's why she just lashed out and ended up going to this other guy. She was feeling this and that about herself. No, these are adults. Do not try and console yourself that, you know, she may be beneath you and she may not be as mature as you, so she made this and that decision. Well, she made the decision to be with you, and that was an adult decision. So you have to agree that whatever decision she makes, it was from a point of analyzing her own values and her principles and acting on them, right? And I understand there are some situations where people can be provoked and do stuff that they don't really mean. However, this usually is deeper than what most think, you know, that the habit of lashing out in a certain way came from somewhere that maybe she has not dealt with or uncovered, that you need to find out about if you plan on having a productive and constructive relationship or interaction with her. So do not try and justify her actions, assuming, oh, you know, she was in an emotional outrage, or she's young, or she did this, that, this and that. These people are adults, and they are not as stupid as you think. That's the truth. Women are not as stupid as you think. You know, they also make the same kind of decisions that we do most of the time, even though even us men, we don't make the best decisions some of the time, right? So don't try and justify her actions. You know, this was an adult. Many of her decisions were already forethought, and at least there was a seed planted at a certain time that bore fruit and ended up manifesting itself in this whole situation, right? So guys, I just want to tell you guys that do not fight over these women. Why? Because you're not really fighting to get her, you're fighting to maintain the image you have of her. The fact that you saw her doing this and that is really what who she is and the values she upholds, right? Take her as she is. If she's neurotic, if she's crazy, if she's happens to lash out in a certain way, don't try and change her, because she doesn't want to change. If she doesn't want to change, let her be. People will only change when they want to change. So fighting over these women when they already made an adult choice to do this and that is really a vain conquest. This is just what I wanted to share with you guys for this episode. I hope I've given you very insightful information. Until next time, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Renan Osoye.